live from the No Panic Zone. I am America's voice. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. And here are three big things you need to know for Thursday, October the 29th, 2020. Number three, Michigan, Michigan State football for the weekend. But it'll be unlike anything you've ever seen before. You probably won't see it in person, that's for sure. We'll talk about that in a moment. Number two, President Trump making another return visit to Michigan, this time to southeast Michigan, where he will be stumping for votes in the darkest blue sections of the state. I mean, what do you have to lose? And number one, the rest of the team pounding the campaign trail, too. Let's put it this way. The Trump train has been in Michigan, Wisconsin, Nebraska, two stops in Arizona, which also covers Nevada. They're in Tampa today, Fayetteville. Then Friday it's back to Michigan, as I mentioned, back to Wisconsin for a rally in Green Bay, then on to Minnesota and who knows from where. But joining me right now, Eric Trump is on the phone because he is in Michigan today. Eric, welcome back.
Hey, Steve. It's great to be back on.
Good to have you here. Now, somebody's wrong, Eric. I say that because I'm looking at brand new polling showing the president of the United States is leading nationally. This is from Rasmussen. This is not from some average pollster. This is from Rasmussen. Shows your father leading the race against Joe Biden nationally right now. So somebody's wrong.
Yeah,
what do you make of it?
I think they did that, Steve, so they weren't embarrassed. You know, it's kind of their act two. Does that make sense? You know, look at these crowds. I mean, look at the love in crowds. I mean, you have 30,000 people, and they're chanting, "We love you. We love you, Mr. President." And I mean, everywhere he goes, I mean, Michigan, I'm heading there literally as we speak. I'm going to fly into Detroit in a little while, and I'm in Lansing. I'm all over the state today. But it's unbelievable. Every time I'm there, I mean, the love in the state is unlike anything I've ever seen before.
And it's remarkable.
You know, they love the president. They love red, white, and blue. They love our flag. They love what this country stands for. And, the polls are wrong. The polls are wrong.
Well, some of them are, and some of them are not. I'm going to go with Rasmussen, Trafalgar, Susquehanna. There are some polls getting it right. I was in Lansing at your father's rally on Tuesday. And I sat there and I watched for 3.5 hours in utter amazement as people paraded by getting into the event. It was 38 degrees. It was raining. And then it was snowing. It was raunchy. It was rotten. And they were happy and they were enthused. And what I saw in that crowd that I found remarkable, Eric, the number of young people, 18 to 29, that was something.
Yep. You know, what you're seeing and what I'm seeing all over the place, people want to get back to life. You know, you have Biden during the debate, and you remember this very well, Dave, but, you know, you have Biden during the debate who's literally saying, you know, we're going to have a very dark winter. We're going to have a dark winter. And my father goes, no, we're going to have a beautiful winter. And we're opening back up this country. And a lot of people in Michigan are upset. They're upset with the governor. They're upset by how long, they've been shut down. I mean, you know, by the way, you mentioned the Michigan State game before, but, I mean, isn't it a beautiful thing that we're playing football again? I mean, remember, Biden
thankfully
didn't want to play football. They didn't want to open up, you know, Big Ten. They didn't want to open up Pac-12. They didn't want to open up college sports in general. I mean, my father wants people to get back to church, get back to life, get back to work. He wants this country to open back up. You know, in the DNA of Americans, we're not meant to sit at home and sit in a basement. And nor, frankly, do Americans have that luxury, And I think that's part of the reason you see the enthusiasm. I mean, they love the president, but I think they're also fed up with the these kind of bureaucrats who want to close down their lives and close down their families and close down their businesses and their income. And
well, what I find remarkable, I think there should be a stronger pushback on this. Joe Biden's the president has done nothing to combat COVID. Has he looked at the Operation Warp Speed website to see all of the things that have been done, the billions of dollars spent, the vaccines, the PPE, the efforts made, the money put out, the people put out. It's incredible the undertaking that Operation Warp Speed is in totality.
Yeah, no, that's right. What he's done with COVID has been incredible. But look what he's done for the country, more importantly, right? I mean, greatest economy ever, lowest unemployment, lowest African-American, our lowest Hispanic unemployment. 401ks are absolutely going through the roof. Look what he did rebuilding the military, the best new aircraft carriers and fighter jets when we had a military that was completely depleted. Look what he did taking care of our veterans. Look what he did in the last, the four peace deals in the last 4 weeks, in the Middle East, and moving the embassy to Jerusalem and preserving religious liberty in this country and protecting the Second Amendment. And look at what he did in, inner cities, opportunity zones, and criminal justice reform, and lowest tax cuts in the history of the country, meaning, the largest tax cuts in the history of the country. And look what he did to bring back manufacturing by cutting regulation and lowering taxes and being a cheerleader for this country and lowering prescription drug pricing. I mean, Listen, I could go on and on. I mean, look at the southern wall. I mean, 350 miles of southern border. We have the lowest amount of human trafficking in the history of our country, lowest amount of illegal immigration. I mean,
no, yeah, these are all accomplishments and big ones.
But look how much he's been. Look how much he's accomplished. Look how little Biden's accomplished in 47 years of being in the government.
Well, he was able to get the 1994 crime bill put through that put a lot of people in jail. What people don't realize, though, he also wrote the bill in 1987 that differentiated between powder cocaine and crack cocaine, also very negative on the black community. And here's the thing: you just mentioned this. I want to focus on this for a moment, Eric. Eric Trump with us here on the program. The support in the Hispanic community, Cubans, Venezuelans, Puerto Ricans, Colombians, all of them, is remarkable, stronger than it's ever been for a Republican candidate. The same is true in the African-American community as they look at the Platinum Plan, the First Step Act, Opportunity Zones, all of these things, making it possible to be successful and chase the American dream unlike any president before.
You wouldn't believe the African-American support that we have, the Latino support we have. I mean, I speak in evangelical churches all the time, and, I mean, it's unbelievable. I just did one in South Philadelphia, and, I mean, the support that we had was unbelievable, and they're not seeing it coming. I mean, the other side, Biden's not seeing it coming. And, you know, again, lowest unemployment in both groups ever, fastest wage growth ever. And, you know, it's people realize this, and you know, so many groups have been taken for granted by the Democratic Party for far too long. And,
sure.
And they love my father. They appreciate my father. They appreciate him fighting for them. And you're going to see that in a very, very big way.
I keep seeing it. You know, and you mentioned there's more than 30,000 people in Omaha. I believe the numbers in Lansing on Tuesday of this week, on the 27th, were about 12,000 people. Joe Biden, if you didn't hear, set a record of 771 people in Atlanta a couple of days ago. You get more people than that. And by the way, where are you going to be today, Eric, in Michigan, so people can come see you? Eric Trump here, stopping in Michigan today. The president will be here tomorrow. Where are you going to be?
Yeah, go on the campaign website, and all of them are all of them lined up. I'm in Detroit first. I'm in Lansing, and we've got six or seven stops all over. And so I'm literally going to be all over the place, and it's going to be great. And we're working hard, and it's another thing that we do that he does, and we have work ethic as a family. I mean, he'll literally go days without leaving his basement, and you know, every single member of our family is, you know, as you said, my father's in North Carolina, and he's in Florida today. I'm in Michigan, and Don's in Arizona, and Ivanka is, I think, in Pennsylvania.
I mean, you guys are everywhere. That's the point. You know,
we're working.
I want to point out one more thing that I find remarkable, because they've finally gotten Barack Obama out of the closet and put him out on it. But he's going to places like Philadelphia and Detroit, which should be places the Democrats should have all wrapped up. That should be a giant red flag. And again, I got to say, the outreach to minorities is terrific. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He's going to places that he shouldn't be going. And by the way, it's interesting. He's not drawing crowds either. I mean, he's not drawing crowds either. Listen,
no,
at the end of the day, my father's done a great job for this nation. He's sacrificed everything. People see how he's gotten beaten up, and they've also seen how effective the man's been. And I'm telling you, the enthusiasm has never been stronger, and people just have to get out and vote. You just have to get out and vote, and I promise
that's
you,
the bottom line.
We're going to keep America great, and we're going to have a beautiful, beautiful day on Tuesday.
Get out and vote. Take a friend with you. It's the buddy system to the polls. Take somebody with you that might not otherwise go. Eric Trump, enjoy your day in Michigan. Check the website to find out where he's going to be. Eric, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
There you have it. Eric Trump on the Steve Gruber Show. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important. So is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. Enbridge is committed to building this underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5 deep under the Straits of Mackinac. This means multiple layers of protection, virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes, no possibility of an anchor strike, and no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Scleroderma makes life hard. If you suffer from the disease or know someone who does, every day can be a challenge. But the Scleroderma Foundation Michigan chapter is working to make life easier for patients by providing support throughout the state. Each month, we host support groups in a variety of locations around Michigan that give patients the opportunity to share their feelings, express their concerns, and receive encouragement from community members. We also host virtual support groups for patients. Hand in hand, we can handle scleroderma. Learn more at scleroderma.org/Michigan.